The three were described in an Associated Press story as rugged and well-equipped backcountry skiers. The men were found inside their sleeping bags under 4 to 6 feet of avalanched snow that had crushed their tent.
A sad day to remember, January 11th, 1997.
Toby Weed monitors and measures snowpack and backcountry conditions in northern Utah for the Utah Avalanche Center.
Three experienced and well-loved local backcountry skiers, Max Lyon, Carl Mugler, and Keith Mass, were killed by an avalanche while they slept in a tent in Logan Dry Canyon. The horrible accident stunned the Logan backcountry community and remains clear in the memories of many.
As he and his colleagues reflect on that tragic event 20 years ago, they are also issuing warnings. Weed says he's witnessed several natural avalanches along the Wellsville mountain range this week and is warning people who want to ski and snowboard in these conditions to stay away from the backcountry. And snowmobilers, he says, should stay in the valleys and avoid the slopes.
Yeah, you know, we picked up feet and feet of snow. We need to let that stabilize. And it may not take too long. It may just be a matter of a couple days. But right now is not the time to be hitting those hills.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.